Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble.
Welcome to the latest Kapow.
I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Brenda. Hey, Jeremy, guess what?
What?
Nothing. This week on the podcast, you'll hear a debate on whether Chuck Norris is really a superhero.
Also, a sweet ice sapping about what guys and girls really do in their spare time.
And before we get started, here's a quick update on the current events in our school.
For those of you who live under a rock, May term started last week.
What's May term?
Well, May term is a month of the school year where kids can take classes not normally offered that interest them personally. We'll feature an article in the next podcast describing May term more in depth.
Next week, Tuesday, May 12th, there will be a fine arts concert featuring the band and choir.
Everyone keep your fingers crossed because we have a choir teacher who is expecting a baby due the 20th.
You better be there because honestly, what else do you have to do on a Tuesday night?
In May!
Dude, let's get this party started with our debate.
Over.
Wow, Jen, what was up with their voices?
Oh, Ashley, they were just trying out some of the sweet effects they can do to their recordings.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. But hey, we should probably get to the point.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, last week's poll was who is your favorite superhero, and Chuck Norris came out on top. He even beat Wonder Woman and Batman. But we had some people questioning if Chuck Norris really is a superhero.
Let's go find some students and teachers who are willing to share their opinions on whether he really is a superhero. Do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
He doesn't qualify as a superhero because he doesn't have superpowers.
Mr. Doctor, do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
No.
Why not?
Because he's real.
Okay. Do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
No.
Why not?
I don't even know who he is.
No.
Why not? Do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
Yes.
Why?
Because he has many powers.
What are his powers?
He can roundhouse people and knock them out in one punch and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Okay. All right. Caitlin, do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
No.
Why not?
Because Spider-Man's better.
But just because he's better, does that make Chuck Norris not a superhero?
No.
Well, do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
No, Chuck Norris sucks compared to Batman.
Doesn't mean he can't be a superhero.
He's not a superhero.
Why is he?
What has he done that's made him a superhero? He's nothing like Superman. The Ninja Turtles are better than Chuck Norris.
Do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
No.
And why not?
Because he's a movie star.
Alan, do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
Yes.
And why do you think that?
Because he can blow bubbles with beef jerky.
Do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
No.
Why not?
Because he's a human being. Really? He is, isn't he? What, are you recording me?
Jeremy, do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
Of course Chuck Norris is a superhero. Chuck Norris can kill two stones with one bird.
That doesn't make sense.
Dude, it totally makes sense. It's Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris can believe it's not butter.
Chuck Norris survived a suicide bombing, and he was the bomber. Of course he's a superhero.
How do you kill stones with a bird?
We don't know. Only Chuck Norris knows, because he's a superhero. See, exactly. Point proven. The end.
He has three fists. One's hidden under his beard. Who else has three fists? Only superheroes.
There you go.
Sam, do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
No.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have any powers. What does he do?
But some people say that he has special powers.
What kind of special powers?
He can blow bubbles with beef jerky.
That's just a lie, a rumor, a myth.
Hey, John, do you think Chuck Norris is a superhero?
No, I do not.
Man, that was one heated debate, don't you think, John?
Oh yes, Ashley, I know. I'm just sweating thinking about it.
You're so funny. But hey, we should really get to the I Sadeth.
Is I Sadeth something Chuck Norris does?
No, but good guess. It stands for interviewing students and teachers in the hallways.
Oh, I see. So what are the questions we're going to ask these so-called students and teachers in the hallways?
Well, I guess we're going to have to find out.
All right, Sean, what do you think girls do in their spare time?
I think they go shopping and have little girl talks.
Laura, what do you think guys do in their spare time?
Well, I think they play games and they like to play football a lot and lift and eat.
Becky, what do guys do in their spare time?
Watch sports, eat food, and probably go out with their girlfriends, hopefully.
Hannah, what do you think guys do in their spare time?
I think they sit around.
All right, Alan, what do you think girls do in their spare time?
They talk about guys and try and find ways to make guys mad.
All right, Mr. Ackerman, what do you think girls do in their spare time?
Waste it.
Okay, Mitch, what do you think girls do in their spare time?
God, I really don't know. Probably. Wow, I really don't know. That's a mystery.
Mrs. Langholt, what do you think guys do in their spare time?
Well, it depends on the gentleman, but most of them, as little as possible.
All right, Jeff, what do you think girls do in their spare time?
Well, I'm not really sure what they do, but I know they have short feet because they like to be close to the countertop and they should be cooking. But, yeah, I don't know really. They should be vacuuming maybe, but I don't think they do much actually.
Katie, what do you think guys do in their spare time?
Well, guys in their spare time like to have their own little fun.
Random girl at the lunch table. What do you think guys do in their spare time?
Yes, well, I think they like to play Call of Duty because they like to shoot their guns. And they can't do that in real life, so then they just resort to Call of Duty and then they play it on the PlayStation or Xbox.
Mrs. Harmon, what do you think guys do in their spare time?
I think they just hang out and don't talk about girls.
Mr. Docker, what do you think girls do in their spare time?
Talk.
Brecken, what do you think guys do in their spare time?
Play video games.
Erica, what do you think guys do in their spare time?
play video games.
All right, Heather, would you rather have the ability to read minds or the ability to become invisible?
Read minds.
Any reason?
No.
Alrighty then, thanks for that.
Jason, would you rather have the ability to read minds or the ability to become invisible?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I think I want to become invisible. That'd be cool.
Do an FBI reason? For
because then you can sneak around and be awesome like that.
Okay, thank you.
Darn it. Alrighty, Brenda. Would you rather have the ability to read minds or the ability to become invisible?
I would want to become invisible because then you can get into like movies for free and that'd be cool.
Thanks.
Alyssa, would you rather have the ability to read minds or the ability to become invisible?
I would rather be able to read minds because then I'd want to know what people think about me or thinking. Yeah.
Well, that was really interesting. Now I know what girls do in their spare time.
Hey, John, is that exactly what guys do in their spare time?
I don't know, but I want a sandwich.
Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, did you hear, according to our poll, Central Leiden students think fried chicken is just as important as a high school education?
That's ridiculous! Fried chicken is way more important. Oh, by the way, don't forget to check out both polls on the homepage and on the Kapow page.
Really long dramatic pause. Hold on. Thanks for listening, and now to end with a quote by Whoopi Goldberg.
I am where I am because I believe in all possibilities.
Music.